Okay, Siman Memvav, Islamid, in the
Neither.
Hilchos Kashrus. Talking about Hilchos Kashrus, yeah. So Lama,
Okay.
now you can last this Paris Miru Kochen. And tonight we start with the tonight we start with the bug checking, which is it's a lot, it's a little hard to do it all in a very bekitzer way, no pun intended. All right, but so we'll try. Now you can last this Paris Miru Kochen. The people make Peres Miru Kochen, it's like dried fruit. So nice and as a Peres Teuchzleuches that they put the fruit inside a bottle, a mechasin, and then they cover it over. The kosher is piv v'shalfuchis behemel, and they tie the knot of the container with the shalfuchis is like the uterus of an of a behemel. And then they put it into a hot oven, right? And she I mean that dries out the peiros. So tzrichin, you have to make sure the stomach comes from the stomach, this stomach or uterus comes from a kosher animal. The gam and it's you have to make sure it was kosher. And it was salted in the whole deal. And okay, that one's not really saying again. Now we start with, if anybody wanted to know what the background was with the bugs in the water, so this is for you. Be'eris in the water of New York City. By the way, it's only a problem in New York City. Be'eris u'naharos shemuchzakin. If you have a bear or a river that it's muchzik, that it has worms in there, or any other bug. Also, l'shtoisan achi yisanenu eson, you're not allowed to drink from them until you filter out the water. Now, by the way, it's only bugs that you could see. Every water has bugs. It's just, and the air also has bugs. So you could only, and only bugs that are visible to the eye are a problem. But anyways, you have to filter it out. Yeah, even with the oven, if you cook with that water, yesh lesser, then it's still also. Ein chokhmas adam. So, also lishris, you can't soak water in this. You can't soak meat in this water. Or to wash, any food in it. Right? Because the talaim are stuck in the meichel. Yeah. Right? Meaning they're gonna get stuck to the meichel. Right? There's something I just wanted to say. Okay, hold on 1 second, please. Okay, Lamed Beis, because Shemasana is a mind when you when. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. We're gonna see that when the bugs are inside the water, it's no problem. It's a hard concept to understand, but when the bugs are in the water, they're kosher to eat, even if you see the bugs. It's the problem is when the when the bu when you detach the bugs from the water, that's when it becomes a problem. Right? Fine. So that's why in he's gonna coming up is gonna be a little bit of an issue. So Kishibasananasamayim, when you strain the water, you have to filter it through a cloth. So and it has to be the cloth has to be there's a number that they use. The OU has different numbers of how much the New York City water has to be filtered. But you have to make sure that it's. What do you say?
5 microns. Five
Microns, that's
microns.
the word. I don't know. Five is what it is. It's only five.
I think five is like the lock mark, and that's no.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty small. But anyway, okay. So shalei, meaning you have to make sure that even the smallest bug can't get through. Fine. Chaimetz, vinegar that became wormy, asar al yidei sinon, it is asar even when it's being strained. Right? Why? Ki afilu toilet dak shebedakachin, even a small little worm that's inside the vinegar, over derech kolamapa, it's going to go through any of the cloths. Vasinon grue gari, and then filtering is even worse. But yaisatoshaloilasani, then it would be better to just drink the vinegar straight without filtering it. Why? This is what we just mentioned. The worm that sits in the liquid that's in the utensils, any nasa kozman shalai perish, is not also if it never separated. We said that as long as the bugs were born in the water and never were removed from the water, then those bugs are not also. So it would be better if you just took the vinegar and drank it straight. But now that you filtered it, so now the bug went on the filter. So it's separated from the vinegar, and now it went back in. Right? By the asinun ikol lemecha shema yifresh ala misanenas, through the filtering, maybe it went onto the filter v'achrikach yasser, and then it went back into the liquid, into the vinegar. But mufcher, what's the best is l'arsiach tchilas l'chaimetz. The best thing would be to boil up the vinegar first. And then filter it to me'achad, because by boiling it up, it's going to die. And then it's not going to get through the cloth. Now, obviously, this is going to depend on what types of bugs. Each one of these things has its own. This is why you have so many different opinions of how things work, because you could have different infestations in different times of the year in different parts of the country and different types of bugs, etc., etc. So therefore, that's why these halachas are so confusing. That's why I personally don't answer these questions, because I'm just not up to date. And Baruch Hashem, we have lots of kashrus agencies, and they are busy with this.
Oh, by the way,
Fine.
the New York City is 50 microns according to the OU.
5-0.
5-0.
Wow, that's I thought it was wow. Did they adjust that?
I think so, but I just looked it online.
Interesting. Okay,
Yeah.
thank you. So that's what I'm saying. You could say they're constantly adjusting for what these halachas are. Okay. So talama gadol b'peiros, but now fruits has the same thing, and this is a fascinating thing. You tell people that there are scenarios where you can see a bug in a fruit and bite right into that fruit and eat it, and it's 100% mutter, and they'll look at you like you're crazy, which they may be right on that too, but they're going to think like, "What are you talking about?" Yes, it's the same din. If you have a bug that grew on a fruit that was detached from the earth, or you had an apple sitting in your counter and you went off for winter vacation for 2 weeks, you come back and you see a bug crawling on that apple, and for some, it's not practical because you will never know whether that bug already left the apple and came back on. But theoretically, if you had a camera on that apple and you saw the bug be born, and then you saw the bug never move, then you are 100% can go eat that bug without any shilas. So talayim, when you have worms that are attached to peiros, when they're still attached to the ground, but when it's attached to a tree, that's awesome, because that's as if it's crawling. That's what the pasuk says. It's crawling on the ground. Even if it didn't separate from one place to another place. And sometimes you'll have the worm in a fruit, and beans, kidneys, those types of beans come in. Sometimes you have a little black dot. And that's where the worm, those black dots are where the worm started to take form. And there you have to dig it out with depth. Also, because it's also just like the actual worm, right? So you have no idea, because basically you have no idea if it's there, it's not there, right? But it's just developing. So therefore, you have to cut out that whole thing, which is very hard to do with fruits and vegetables, where you see these black dots to know what they are. Okay, lamed hey, kol pri shedarka l'tliya ba'odim u'mechover, any fruit that gets wormy when it's attached to the ground. Im avru alav yud beis chaydash mishenitlash, if 12 months passed from when it was ticked off the tree, then mutter, then the bugs will come. Mutter ki kol bria sein by etzem einim eskayim yud beis chaydash. There's a rule that any creation that has no bones will not last 12 months and it'll decay. Ukvar nasa ka'afra ba'alma, and it's like dust. And because of the chashash that maybe it became wormy after it became detached, you have to check them with hashlchat and you have to get rid of all the worms and the yavchushim that are found on the outside. And then you take the fruit and put it into cold water, and then you move the water around very well. Then the worms will rise up to the top, and then you get rid of them. I mean, so that's the, as far as I understand, there are, we still use that system for different types of infestations. And then after that, you put into boiling hot water, shim nishabai to last, that if there's any worms left, yomis miyad, it'll die right away, below yifresh, and it won't come out of the fruit. You can only rely on this for kidneys and beans and those type of things, with dafkalachar, and also only after 12 months. So you see that this stuff is complicated. To know exactly how to do this is quite complicated. But if the fruits do need to be checked, then you have to open each and every one of the hashachas, and you have to take out the pits, laman yucha, in order to check it very well. But you have to be very careful, that when you preserve the, when you're drying out these peiros with honey and sugar, when you're making lakvar, I don't know, whatever that is, mahani, and it doesn't help just to check some of it. But is arrived, even if you check the majority, mahani, livdai kol pri or pri, you have to check every single pri. Now you will see on the kashrus websites is something called a chazaka check. That's a whole different story. That's where it's not necessarily more than 10%. We paskin that it's considered infested if it has more than a 10% chance of infestation. Less than a 10% chance, you don't have to check. So some things are borderline. So by checking three pieces from a particular box, then that makes it into a chazaka. But it's complicated when not all kosher agencies agree that you could do this, and it would depend on the infestations, et cetera, like we've been saying. Sometimes in flour is one of the big ones, because in Eretz Yisrael they make you sift the flour. In America they really don't. But if you find in the flour large worms with sagi, and it's enough, well, you just sift it with a sifter, that the worms don't get through. By milbin, but if you find mites, enough of them, the sifting is not going to help, because it'll get through. And somebody who has infested worms, how do you grind it up? Right? But maybe you can grind it up, and what's going to happen with the grinding is that it's going to grind up the bugs. Now, we should have mentioned this before. I'm sorry, we're going a little long, but there's a lot of information here. Why is it not batel? Like, you have a big apple and you have a bug in it. So why is it not batel b'shishim? There's way more than 60 times more apple than there is the bug, because the rule is anything that's a creation is never batel. Since it's not a creation, since it's a creation, therefore it's not batel. So that's what we have here. But if you grind it up, it's no longer a creation, because you just chopped it in half. Fine. Lamed ches kol davar she'etliya, anything that became wormy, hu davar she'en haderech lebodko mitalaim, and that's something that's not normally checked. Also lamachra la'akum k'sheyesh lachas shem yachzer Yisrael. Meaning, let's say broccoli, right? So broccoli, broccoli. Well, I don't want to say, I don't make controversial statements, but most raspberries. Let's go raspberries. Most kosher agencies say no way, you can't kosher it, you can't check it. So then The kids are saying you can't sell it to a guy either because she Yashem. We're afraid that he's going to sell it to Yisrael. Now, I know that the grocery stores sell broccoli, which many say you can't be checked, fresh broccoli. So I don't know exactly what they're being simulcast on, although there are opinions for everything. So, but here we're saying that you're not allowed to sell it to a guy because you might go sell it to a yid. Umutter, that's the yeah, that whole din from the kids is really not so pasha. How are you being over lifnei ivra through a guy? Okay, umutter lasses menu yayin sarof, but you are allowed to make snaps from it because you're not going to have the actual grain, just going to have the zeya like we saw last week. And we're also, oh, maybe you shouldn't be able to make whiskey out of it because it might come to a takala. Like I have to eat it that way. As long as they don't have to wait a long time. All right. Meaning if you have to hold on to it for a long time, the longer you hold on to it, people are going to see it in your house, say, oh, it must be kosher. By Lama test, harbi mini yirokashim many vegetables that are muksuk talaim, sort of like raspberries, broccoli, v'yeshim milben, and some have a chazaka that it's with the milben. Umasha and the women say, "Nah, we burnt it in the fire, so it killed it." Ain't a mile that does not help. Right, but I guess in the Metzias, for whatever reason, the fire wouldn't kill it. V'yesh minei peiros v'chein minei yirokos. There's types of vegetables and fruits shemuzokin kol kach b'talaim that they're so muchzik with worms. Hachakamat efshel lebodkan. That's what we're talking about: raspberries and those type of things. V'roi l'chol yirah shemayim shloi klal. If you're yirah shemayim, you shouldn't eat that at all. V'yesh minei peiros shehagarin and muchzokin b'talaim. And there are some peiros that the seeds have. Also you're not allowed to eat it. So now this kitzur is really an answer because a lot of people say, ah, it's this must be a newfangled thing because we stopped with insecticides, and it can't be that all gedolim of previous generations were eating bugs. That you see the kitzur Shulchan Aruch written almost 200 years ago, right? 160, 170 years ago, they all had bug issues, and you see that they had problems. So this is not a newfangled, this is not a newfangled chumrah. Fine, remember, guys from Shchichin Ma'id Milban, walnuts have these mites. But Mivchan Bazeh, Lazeh, and the way to figure out the Bechina to test it is Shulaykhan is Aicha Mitecha Klipa. When you take the food out of the shell, Makan Baklipa, Aleza Makam Chamkitsas, and you hit it against something that's a little, has a little warmth to it, Yaitzin Milban, Shinishra Basecha Klipa, then the bugs will come out. With Tzvichin Zar Bazeh Ma'id, you have to be very careful. Okay, obviously this is, was in the Kitzer's times. Nowadays you have all the other different ways that you have bugs. So you just ask your local kashrus agency of exactly what you're supposed to do. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a good vach and have a good night.
Shkoyach.